Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How have you been? How is your day going? Is it better now that you are here with me? Because it sure is for me that you're listening. In today's episode, I'm going to talk about dominating the social scene. And what I mean by social scene, it can be a social scene in whatever environment you're in. So maybe that's school, maybe work, maybe an industry, maybe a neighborhood. I don't know, like whichever scene you want to dominate, I think this episode is for you. I feel like I'm really good at networking, and not just networking in a sense that I want to get something from other people. I just think that I'm good with people. And I think there's not enough tangible tips of how to make people like you more. I don't think enough people talk about how to become that person that gets invited to all the events, who is able to get in without waiting in the line, how to become that person if you are not like a fucking millionaire and then you can just buy your way in. I think that throughout my life, I figured out how to make people like me and how to just, I think I'm good with people. So I wanted to share a few things that I think made that happen. And also, like, I meet people out and they always smile at me and I smile back at them. They're like, oh my God, I'm so happy to, like, it's so, I feel like I can create a positive vibe. So I wanted to share that. You got to start remembering people's names. Everybody says they struggle with remembering people's names. I'm just not good at it and that kind of thing. You're not good at it because you chose not to be. I am also guilty. I'm not the best at remembering people's names. I can remember a face for sure. But with names, it's not always. So I started to actually make a list of names that I need to remember. And like my grocery store, my doorman, even though they have name tags, but like just remembering people's names, because that means so much. If you walk into a restaurant and you want a reservation, but you can't get one, so you put your name down, always ask the girl what's her name. Remember the name, write it down. And then 5 minutes later, you can be like, hey, Anna, can you please let me know what's the reservation status? It's going to make her like you so much more. And so many times you get a table just because of that tiny little detail, because you made her feel special and you made her feel like she is important. And that's how we all want to feel. In every superficial chit-chatty conversation, or any conversation for that matter, you can always take it in one or two ways. One way is to turn it to yourself. So I'll give you an example. If you're telling me about your beautiful vacation in Italy, I can be like, oh, I was in Italy 3 years ago and it was amazing. I remember we went and blah, blah, blah. And then you stop their story and you turn the story on you. That is not a good thing. People don't like people who do that. And it's just, you know, you're not showing interest in the other person. So option B, the one that you should choose, is ask them a question about what they just said. I had this podcast for the past 2 years, I think. I interviewed so many people and I got a lot of compliments for my interview style. And I think I have genuine interest in people. And that's why I have good conversations with them, because I'm really curious in what they have to say. Because I'm constantly learning from everyone. I feel like I'm like a little sponge and I'm just sponging up that knowledge. Be friendly with people. Make them feel welcome, like they matter, like they are here for a reason and you're acknowledging them. If you're at a party and you see a girl that is sitting there alone, a little bit awkward, like she doesn't know anybody, come up to her and say, hey, I see you're here alone. You want to grab a drink with me at the bar or something? Just be nice. I just love being nice. And obviously, I was not always like that. I used to be like, you can't sit with me. I'm so cool. You are not cool as me. That used to be my vibe, but I think that's just so unnecessary, and you can just be nice to people and then people like you more and your life is just better. You just like everything is just more positive. However, be friendly with everyone, but close with a few. Don't make the mistake of opening up too quickly to strangers, because when you meet people in these settings, like social settings, and then you think you became super close with someone, but you barely know them. It happened to me, unfortunately, that I had some friends that like just betrayed me. Again, I think betrayal hurts the most. From all relationship fails, for me, betrayal hurts the most. Say hi to the staff. When you're entering a restaurant, eye contact with people, you can say hi, good evening, how are you? Acknowledge people around you. What I hate, honestly, as I worked in nightlife for so many years, when you would be with a group and they get a table and then they would take you to that table. And then there's some girls that are like, you know, they barely say hello to the hostess or the manager or anybody who's bringing you to the table. They're just like standing there. You're too cool for school. It's like, oh no, just don't do that. Don't do that. You know, you're just like too cool for everyone vibe, because people don't like that. That's not why people are going to like you. If you act like an unapproachable, if your body language is saying that you're an unapproachable, not interested in you kind of person, people are not going to approach you. You know, people are not going to like you. Maybe you're great deep down, but people, it's going to be hard for people to get to know that because you have this super strong facade. So loosen up a bit. Being attentive really helps as well. If you are at a table, dinner table, you're your friends, and one of your friends is drinking a glass of wine, and you can be like, would you like another one? Should we order another one for you? Just be, or maybe somebody is drinking water, pour a little bit of water in their water cup. You know, be nice, be attentive to people, show that you care. I think I do have that like motherly nurturing effect. And oh my God, I saw this video on TikTok. This guy said, for all the girls that used to clean up at the after, for all the girls that used to clean up at the after party to show that they are wifey material, where are they now? I really wonder. Oh my God. When I saw that, I was laughing so hard because I used to be that girl that was like cleaning up at a party. For what reason, I don't know. I think maybe this guy's right. Maybe I was trying to show people that I'm like so well raised. I don't know. That was so funny. I did that. It's so embarrassing. Okay, this is a really important one. If you're standing in a group and somebody new walks in, maybe even like a little shy, almost like sneaks in the group, always make sure to welcome them in the group and ask them a question. Or you can be like, oh, we're just talking about the new iPhone. And then you can like let them know, okay, you're welcome to come in the conversation. You don't have to just stand there. Come on in. You're welcome. And be actually nice to them. Ask them a question. You know, do interact. Also, if you're part of a big group and maybe you don't know everybody at the table and you're in the bathroom with somebody that you don't know, but you see they're on the same table as you, just say hi and just be like, hey, nice to see you. I was sitting at the same table. That's so much better than just like awkwardly washing your hands there in silence. And then you're going to walk together to the same table in silence, just like, make small talk. You don't have to get into any detail. Just be like, hey, I saw you sitting there. It's such a fun night. Whatever, something. Just acknowledge them. Then what I like when I'm meeting new people, I don't like talking about myself. I want to have them, you know, I give them the stage. I try to ask as many questions as I can. And I try to just learn about their story so I can also assess if I'm interested in being a part of that, you know, person's life. Because when you meet so many people, you can't just give your energy equally to everyone. So you have to be selective with what, who you're going to spend time with. So that's like when I'm listening to you, I'm actually, I'm actually like studying you a bit, you know? Remember my no coffee mug video? That was cute. So talk less about yourself. Let them speak. I really dislike people that brag. I think that's so tacky and it shows so much insecurity. It's the funniest thing for me is like when I run into somebody and instead of them telling me, oh, how are you? How's your day? Whatever. They're like, oh, I just, you know, got this client and I'm like crushing it and I'm about to, you know, buy a penthouse. And that's so funny to me. And, you know, just like say hello, something casual, like don't overshare. Even though I tend to do that sometimes. I think I did that today with someone when I was a little uncomfortable. So that's when I realized people do it when they're uncomfortable. Something really important, your posture. We talked about that a few episodes ago. But you have to have that confident posture when you're coming into the room and saying hi to people. Because you just have to be confident. Like you have to, this is what my page is all about. Like I just want to make you feel confident because you have nothing to lose. Like you have so many qualities. Maybe you just don't know them yet. You maybe need some time to work on yourself to actually see how beautiful you are. And I just want you to know that from the deep of my heart. Also handshake. I go to a lot of events. I shake a lot of people's hands. I really dislike that limpy handshake. I don't know. I just can't see the person equally after a limpy handshake, especially if it's like anyone, you know. A limpy handshake is really a no in my book. And if you're not sure about your handshake, why don't you shake your friend's hand and just be like, just give me honest first impression. Just honest first impression, please. What's my handshake like? It can't be too firm, but it can be wimpy. Nobody likes a wimpy handshake. It's just in today's day and age. Maybe it's just the influencer space content creator vibe that I'm in. I don't know. Or entrepreneur now, by the way. In case you didn't hear, I'm starting a business. I've been working on it for a while. But we're going to hopefully launch it soon. So stay tuned. It has to do something with hydration. And yeah, what was I saying? I forgot. I don't know. The more you give other people the chance to shine, the more they're gonna like you. And I don't know if that sounds manipulative, but I don't know. I just always love asking people questions and make them understand that their story is really interesting. And I listen to the tiny little details. I think that's a part of why I love having a podcast and interviewing people, even though I've been like doing my solos now for a bit and it's been challenging. I gotta say, it's so much easier for me to interview people than to record a solo, because with my solos I get a little awkward and I'm like, I don't know what I'm saying right now. And sometimes I'm like, why am I posting this on the internet? But I don't know why that's happening right now. But with interviews, I just love asking people questions. And then actually, this is such a good reminder for me to send an email tomorrow. I was at an event recently we were at a dinner and it was brand reps and creators. Actually, it was just the two of us, two girls, influencers at the event. I was very flattered they invited me. I was like, wow, I kind of like that. Anyway, to get people's respect in a way, you have to speak up. I was at that dinner. We were talking about things that we like about brand partnerships and dislikes and what are favorite things and not favorite things. And when I was speaking, I was making sure that I was doing, you know, eye contact with everyone and that I was speaking loud enough so people can hear me, because as soon as you see people losing their attention or like whispering or something, you gotta change it up. You gotta do something about it because you're losing them. So you gotta snap out of it. Also, if you are not the only person that is here to speak, give them an opportunity to speak. You shouldn't try to steal the show if this is not just your show. Don't make it all about yourself, even though sometimes it's hard. But just kidding. I have this rule. If I'm at a work event, I always make sure to leave with at least two or three contacts, because that is the point of going to events, to meet people, to network, to expand your network, and to find ways to collaborate with them or to integrate into their world and grow like that. At least that's how I see networking and going out and meeting people. And I think that's the point. If that's not the point, please let me know what else is the point. What else did I want to say? Oh yeah, so after you get those emails, send them a follow-up email. And throw in something personal if you can remember. So if you, like, I have a dog, obviously, I'm obsessed with him. Talk about him all the time, Rocky. Whenever I tell somebody I have a dog and we start talking about dogs, I try to remember their dog's name. So then next time when I see them, I'm going to talk about that dog. Because obviously, whoever is a dog owner or a pet owner in general, you love your pet. So that's going to make them, you know, or it may be a child or a significant other or anything else or a business, or just remembering a tiny detail about them and then asking them, how is that going or what's going on? That's what people love. And sending questions, like if one of your friends tells you that they have an important meeting, or maybe they're going to get results from something they applied to or whatever, put it in your calendar as a reminder and then follow up with them. People are just going to feel that you're attentive. And I do this all because I really want to, and I want to make my friends feel like they matter to me, those that, you know, are in that tight-knit circle. Okay, so I want to know from you now. I've been doing these solos now for what, like 2 months almost? Can you tell me if you like this? Do you like this vibe? What do you want to hear me talk about? Do you want me to interview some guests? I create this content for you. So can you just tell me what you want to hear? That would be amazing, because I also just think it would be more fun for you to listen to things that you want to listen to. So with that being said, that's actually one of my favorite things to say in an email. I love sending professional emails. I think that's so interesting, the way you have to word certain things to not be that direct. I use ChatGPT so much to sound nicer, because sometimes I just want to be like, yo, what's going on? Why are you not getting this done? But then you have to be like, oh, kindly following up. Thank you. Kindly. Yeah, I learned that in an email culture that you should just say kindly. You know, that's also like, just be nice, follow up with people, send emails. Yeah, that's where I was getting at. If you are at a networking event and you take people's emails, make sure to send them an email so you're actually connected. I think I have like 10 emails that are haunting me that I never sent, and I forgot the people's names. So I don't know what even to look for. So that's an issue, but try to do it right away. Okay, guys, I am hungry right now. I'm always recording these solos in the evening. I need to make a better schedule because I always get like hungry. I love you. I hope you sleep well tonight and every night. But tonight, do me a favor and just leave your phone 30 minutes before you would usually do it. I think you're going to feel fucking fabulous. That's what I want for you. You can even do it an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours even. Just like leave your phone as soon as you get home. Sometimes I do that when I don't have work, and it is so fabulous. Something started itching. Anyway, okay, bye. Bougie bestie, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast so you never miss out. I release new episodes every Friday. If you love Bougie Best Friend, please leave a 5-star rating and a review. Your support means the world and it helps the show grow. You can also follow me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Coco Beauty, and you can find Bougie Best Friend on Apple, Spotify, and all other major podcasting platforms. Love you, bye.